Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Overcast today with a chance of thunderstorms.
Highs around 68, lows around 32. Tonight, partly cloudy. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow, high of 55. High of 66, Sunday, under sunny skies. 57, Monday,
slight chance for rain. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, 45.
Offers from many...
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall met with small business owners across the state of Kansas over the past few days, along with meeting with the National Federation of Independent Businesses to discuss key issues on the needs for small business with the ongoing economic uncertainty around the nation. As the roundtable was hosted by the Federation of Independent Businesses, as they brought together multiple different small business owners around the state for a tax-focused discussion.
Small business owners are the backbone of the Kansas economy. We comprise collectively over 65% of the GDP of Kansas and the nation. Small business voice is the real winner here on the credit card swipe fees. It's the real on-the-ground impact is these massive costs that small businesses are facing.
Other topics of discussion included the cost of credit card processing fees, as Senator Marshall has been backing the Credit Card Competition Act, working to try and lower the cost for retailers. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
So it doesn't mean he's leaving Kansas.
If you want to add gold and silver bullion to your portfolio, there's no better place to go. Make sure to check out Phil's Coins online at philscoins.com. And with the largest variety of items, you'll find exactly what you're looking for. Phil's Coins and Bullion, 9344 West Central Avenue. Go check them out today. Phil's Coins and Bullion.
Warm weather is the perfect time to upgrade your outdoor space. Let the experts at Burwell Construction transform your backyard with a beautiful patio cover or pergola designed to add comfort, shade, and style to your home. Imagine relaxing outside, entertaining friends, or enjoying a Kansas sunset without the worry of weather. Quality craftsmanship, dependable service, and outdoor spaces built to last. That's what you get with Burwell Construction. Call today, 794-3430, 316-794-3430, or burwellconstruction.com.
Halfway through the spring semester for public education across the state of Kansas, many school boards are looking into the fall semester for 2026 and 2027's school year, with local boards of education approving new enrollment fees for the upcoming year. The latest coming out of Geary County is USD 475 has officially approved in this past week enrollment fees for the new year, with elementary students coming in at $30, secondary students at $50, and athletics for 7th through 12th grade levels at $20, with high school individual advanced placement course exams coming in for $49 in those enrollment fees for the new year. According to the Kansas State Board of Education, they say they have gone up overall for enrollment expenditures for the next year, coming in at near $192 million, up from $134 the previous year, with some of the expenditures including instructional costs, student support, and capital improvements. According to Kansas statute, the supplemental fees do include covering educational materials that include workbooks and other resources.
Those players, the high school players. So,
when you need reliable, expert automotive service, call on Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville. From routine maintenance to major repairs, the ASC certified technicians at Dean's get the job done right the first time. Able to calibrate newer vehicle ADAS systems, from blind spot monitoring to automatic braking. Trust over 85 years of experience at Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville. Look them up online or give them a call and stay on the road wherever it takes you.
44 West Central.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska state lawmakers are working through their budgetary process this week after two failed attempts from last week, where they are trying to finalize the budget for the end of the session for 2026. As lawmakers are advancing Legislative Bill 1071, where they went through round number one at the end of last week in a 34-7 vote, moving the bill to its third and final round of the floor debate. Last week, the bill did fail to secure the 33 votes needed to overcome the filibuster, where budgetary conversations have been the point of concern during joined the session this year, with Legislative Bill 1071 having a new proposal of near $3.5 million in school voucher programs for the state, along with the Bridge program that has been at the request of Governor Jim Pillen, setting funding aside for $7 million in the early session for the proposal. Much of the conversation has been focused around the school voucher program and funding for public education, where many say they hope to make progress on child care as well, with subsidies included in the budget. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Easy on your wallet. Get a one.
Life on the farm can be tough. Uncertainty in the weather, crop prices, trade deals, and so much more. How do you keep up with it all to make your farm successful? That's where we come in. Join me, James Guerin, with the Mid-America Ag Network with your hourly ag commodities, daily weather, soil moisture, and humidity reports. Plus, keep up with the latest regional and national news affecting the ag markets. Let's work together in making your farm thrive. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. Discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Bulls and 43 spring yearly.
State Representative Lisa Mosier will be our guest on this weekend's public affairs program, where she'll discuss key issues impacting residents across the area. Among the topics, Mosier will address potential tax and funding changes. She says property tax relief continues to be a top priority this legislative session, particularly for rural homeowners, farmers, and small businesses. Lawmakers are working through proposals aimed at easing that burden while still maintaining funding for schools, infrastructure, and other essential services.
Property tax is the buzz down there. The House bill, if you want to look that up, it's House Bill 2745, and it provides for if counties go over a 3% increase in their budget from one year to the next, citizens have the right to sign a protest petition, and it would take 5% of the voters who voted in the last state election for Secretary of State to have a valid protest. And if that happens, then the county is forced to go back to its old budget or less than the 3% increase every year. So this gives citizens a voice when they feel like property taxes are too high. Also, in the Senate, they passed a bill that will safeguard senior citizens from being taxed out of their homes. It's Senate Bill 402. And it raises the value of the home that the person lives in before they would lose any of their senior citizen benefits. And so it might be in the House, but it has not come to the House floor for debate and vote yet. But that will be a big positive for our seniors to be able to stay in their homes. So.
Rural health care is another major focus. Mosier says efforts are underway to support rural hospitals and clinics facing financial strain, including looking at funding solutions and ways to strengthen the healthcare workforce. She emphasizes the importance of ensuring residents in smaller communities to have access to care close to home. Infrastructure in small towns will also be a part of the conversation. Mosier points out to ongoing needs for housing, especially moderate income housing.
There's a nursing licensure bill that is now in the Senate. It passed the House. My dear friend and colleague Sandy Pickert from Wichita, she's a representative from down there, has worked all year on a nursing licensure bill, which when nurses reapply for their license, you know, if they hit a wrong button on the application process or or are late by a week or two, there have been pretty stiff penalties. And it has nothing to do with the nurse's ability to care for patients or anything. It's mainly just paperwork. And it's cost lots of nurses financially and emotionally. And so we need nurses all across Kansas, not just in the rural areas, but in the urban areas as well. And so hopefully this will become law so that nurses have recourse when, you know, their application isn't exactly right or they've missed it, you know, by a week or so. And then another area that's really needed in rural Kansas is housing. And so we put money in the budget for moderate income housing. On February 12th, I had a conversation with a gentleman in Washington County who said that that has helped them greatly. And so hopefully that moderate income funding will help towards housing projects across rural Kansas.
As for her message to constituents, Mosier mentions all the taxes that have been changed since 2024.
Well, I have a couple other items that I'd like to just talk about briefly. Since 2024 and through 25, with all the sales, with the food sales tax elimination, the increased residential property tax exemption, we changed the income tax brackets, we eliminated income tax on Social Security for seniors, we increased the child care tax credit, and we took away the state's 1.5 mil levy that it has always levied against taxpayers. And that grand total came to over $1 billion that we've saved in taxes in the last 2 years across the board. That comes to an average of $350 a year for one person or $1,400 for a family of four. So the legislature has been working diligently to reduce taxes, and our next big challenge in front of us that is has not yet been completely addressed is the property tax. The Senate has a stance and the House has a stance, and they'll come together in conference committee and hopefully can get something hammered out to benefit Kansans.
You can hear the full conversation with Representative Mosier on this weekend's public affairs program, airing Saturday morning at 7:10.
Aline W. Rhodes, age 101 of Marysville, passed away March 28th. A funeral service will be held this Saturday, April 4th at 2 p.m. at First Christian Church in Marysville, with a visitation held 1 hour before the service. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Aline Rhodes.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 50s and mid-60s. Southwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with the lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s, northwest winds 10 to 15 and gusting up to 30. And clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the lower to upper 60s. And clear Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Staying sunny throughout Monday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s, then showers and thunderstorms are possible into Monday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Some rain showers are possible throughout Tuesday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then some rain showers possible throughout Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower 40s. Some rain showers early Wednesday, then staying sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, and some showers and thunderstorms possible throughout Wednesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature for our area this second day in April, 61 degrees. Record high on this date, 92. Average low temperature, 36 degrees, with the record low being 15. Sunrise this morning at 7:08, sunset this evening at 7:51.
I'm Alex Sawario. Less than 2 weeks left in the NBA regular season. Seeding still to be determined in a big game out west on Thursday with Oklahoma City hosting the Lakers, and it was all thunder in this one.
Shea with 18 points working. Drives hard. Gets by Hayes. Layup good and one, and the streak continues. Shea Gildas-Alexander, 137 straight games, at least 20 points.
Mark Kestisher on ESPN Radio. SGA would finish with 28 points. The Thunder dominated the Lakers, a 139-96 victory. But for the Lakers, it was much worse than a 43-point defeat as their MVP went down in the third quarter.
Uh-oh, Luka just pulled up. That left hamstring just gave on him as he drove into the lane. And he's got his hands tugging the bottom of his shorts and bent over. And Luka Doncic sits down. He'd been dealing with that left hamstring throughout the early part of the half. And with the season winding down 2 weeks before the playoffs, possible disaster for the Lakers here tonight in OKC.
Doncic would not return after leaving the game in the third quarter. He will receive an MRI on Friday to determine the extent of the injury. Doncic was seen in a leg sleeve over the hamstring in the locker room after the loss. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Red Hot Spurs kept pace with the Thunder, two games behind for the top spot in the West. Even without Victor Wembanyama, they beat the Clippers 118-99. De'Aaron Fox led the way for the Spurs with 22 points. Dylan Harper with 19 points off of the bench. Cavs clinched a playoff spot with a 118-111 victory over the Warriors. Donovan Mitchell with 25 points in the win for Cleveland. Detroit without Cade Cunningham again knocked off the Minnesota Timberwolves, a wounded Timberwolves team, with a 113-108 victory over Minnesota. Wolves now a game behind the Rockets for the fifth seed in the West. Kirk Cousins once again earns a bunch of guaranteed money. The likely mentor for Fernando Mendoza in Las Vegas, he signs a deal that will pay him roughly $20 million in guarantees next season for Las Vegas.
Indeed presents hires you can't afford to get wrong, like a cybersecurity engineer at a publicly traded company.
We've been hacked! They're through our firewall!
How is that even possible?
They got my password.
Please don't tell me your password was password.
It's actually password one.
This is a job for sponsored jobs!
This is what happens when you don't sponsor your job on Indeed. Next time, get matched with quality candidates with Indeed sponsored jobs. Visit Indeed.com/hire now and sponsor your job today.
It's tax time, y'all. If you want to file free, this next one's for you.
Now taxes is so free.
Love that jam. Up next, commercials.
Intuit TurboTax Free Edition. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, student loan interest, and Schedule 1A.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors on Thursday gave a lukewarm response to President Trump's address on the Gulf War, unwinding the two-day Hormuz Hope rally. The Dow gave up 61 points to close at 46,505. The S&P and NASDAQ each saw minor gains. Oil, on the other hand, surged. West Texas Intermediate crude settled higher by more than 11% at $111.54 per barrel, the highest since June of 2022. With higher gas prices right behind, Amazon is adding a 3.5% surcharge, not on buyers, but on independent sellers. The merchants say, though, that if the fee goes higher or lasts longer, they will be forced to pass it on to consumers. So you avoid that uncomfortable would-you-like-to-leave-a-tip moment at Starbucks by using the mobile app instead of the drive-thru or walk-up counter? No more. The chain will now let customers tip in the app as well. It's part of Starbucks' effort to boost pay for baristas. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Scouting reports from western Kansas confirm that brown wheat mites are capitalizing on this month's dry, cold weather. These pests mimic drought stress by stippling the leaves, which can quickly lead to plant death if left unchecked. With treatment thresholds set at several hundred mites per foot of row, experts warn that without a significant rain to knock back populations, the 2026 crop remains at high risk. K-State Extension entomologist Anthony Zukoff says brown wheat mites are definitely something farmers in Kansas should be looking for.
In particular, it's started off a few weeks ago, western Kansas, we have had several instances and quite widespread activity of brown wheat mite in fields out here in western Kansas along the Colorado border. People have been treating for brown wheat mite, and this is a year where they're particularly notable and causing problems because brown wheat mite likes this droughty weather. They like it dry and they like it cool. So they're an early season early season, wheat and triticale pest, and they benefit when it's dry. And the fact that we've had this dry weather kind of creeping all through the west and into central and even a little bit of eastern Kansas, this year the brown wheat mite is pretty widespread. And folks need to be getting out to their field and taking a look, because their damage can mimic drought stress. And so we shouldn't just dismiss an unhappy wheat field as being just impacted by drought.
He also tells us when the best time of the day is to go look for these brown wheat mites.
Luckily, you don't need a hand lens to see the mite itself. If you want to see the details of its body really well, sure, a hand lens is definitely going to help. But when you go out to a field that's infested, you will see active mites. Brown wheat mites are active during the day when it's sunny. They like it when it's warm and sunny. They're active. So if you're scouting, don't go early in the morning. Don't go in the evening when it's getting cold. They're going to be down at the ground level underneath the soil taking shelter. So get out there the middle of the day when it's warmest. And if they're present, you'll see them walking and crawling all over the wheat leaves. They're not shy. They'll come out on top of the wheat. So you'll be able to see little brown specks moving around.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
How big of a fan you are and
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 50.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Colton Tripp. With the start of severe weather and spring storms, K-State meteorologist Chip Redman discusses the outlook of weather for the remainder of March and what people should do when severe weather approaches. He explains that we will see warmer than average temperatures with a short burst of colder weather in Kansas.
I think we'll have pretty quiet conditions in the middle of March with a high pressure, and temperatures going to trend warmer than normal. We're going to get a brief touch of maybe some cooler than normal later next week when we get that bigger cold front coming through, but it'll only be a day or two, and then we warm right back up. And dry. I don't really see any big moisture source or big storm, impactful storm system through till maybe the end of March, where we might start to get into a more active pattern. Again, I still expect this active pattern to continue. This is, enjoy the break. We have it here in the middle of March.
Redman describes what people should do to prepare for severe weather warnings.
This is a great time to just talk about severe weather and what you would do during severe weather with your family and friends, and kind of develop a plan. You don't have to have a plan necessarily right now, but develop one. Take this opportunity this week to think about it and communicate, you know, hey, where are we going to go if there's a tornado? And if we get a tornado warning, and it's a good time to know you need to get warnings from multiple sources. Don't rely on just your cell phone. Weather radio is a great thing to have. And so once you get that warning, then you can react, and you can typically go to the innermost part of your structure. So interior bathrooms are great, and at the lowest floor. So you want to get down either in the basement or on the first floor if you don't have a basement. Away from windows, somewhere that's a solid room. If you have a safe room, it's a good time to go check it. Make sure it's cleaned out, no snakes or cobwebs.
He encourages parents to put a plan in place to help comfort kids during this stressful time.
The most important thing I recommend is if you have young ones, it can be very concerning for them. They get worried. They get stressed out. Make sure you have something for them to do, and you expect to potentially be in there for maybe more than a couple of minutes. It might be a longer duration event that you have to wait it out. We have early lead times these days of 15, 20 minutes sometimes before a storm impacts the area that you're in. Have something to keep them occupied and have a radio to listen to updates and track that stuff on your phone so you know when the all clear is there.
That was K-State meteorologist Chip Redman with the weather outlook for March and what people should do when severe weather affects them. For more weather information in Kansas, visit www.mesonet.kstate.com. agriculturetoday.edu. I'm Colton Tripp, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Special consignments at the Manhattan Commission Company selling Friday, April 3rd at 11:30 a.m. 110 big fancy Angus black and white face and Sim Angus first calf heifers with 30 to 40 day old black and white face and Angus sired calves by side. 50 black and red fall calving cows, 3 years to short and solid with 11 choice black fall calving first bred heifers, all bred to low birth weight Angus due late August and September. Replacement heifers all check breedable, including 110 Angus and Sim Angus and 25 Red Angus, plus 70 choice Hereford OCV replacement heifers with Van Newkirk Genetics. For more information on these cattle consignments selling this Friday at Manhattan Commission Company at 11:30 a.m., check the website at mcclivestock.com.
The digital age is turning printed roadmaps into collector's items, but they're still a source of fascination for us. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 3rd, the 93rd day of the year, and comedian Eddie Murphy celebrates his 65th birthday. Printed roadmaps may be archaic, but we still love poring over them, fascinated by town names and wondering what lies down the scenic routes. And here's a fascinating oddity about those paper maps. To protect their copyrighted material, some map makers would create paper towns, fictitious names that were red flags for plagiarism if they appeared on competitors' maps. The most famous example is from the 1930s when a publisher placed the phantom town of Aglo in New York State. When it later appeared on a Rand McNally map, they filed a lawsuit. Digital map makers seem to be playing it safe, however. Our GPS can't find Aglo, New York. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts at almanac.com.
Builders and homeowners, safety.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Another weekend of college baseball underway as the Kansas State Wildcats are coming off a dominant win, shutting things down early in the eighth inning Tuesday this week, where they ended up winning over BYU with a 16-3 victory. They're back in action tonight with their first pitch coming up at 6 p.m., where they are back at home in Manhattan taking on TCU. It is a three-game series going Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with a 4 p.m. pitch on Saturday and a 1 p.m. midday game on Sunday before heading down to Wichita, Kansas on Tuesday next week, April 7th, with a 6:05 first pitch against the Wichita State Shockers at X Stadium. The Wildcats have had a strong season so far where they are sitting 19-10 for their overall record and 4-5 in conference play, having a one-game winning streak right now and having an 8-4 overall record on their home front. In Jayhawk baseball, they are in game number 2 of their three-game series against Utah. That one at home in Lawrence. That first pitch tonight at 6 p.m. They wrap up that three-game series tomorrow. First pitch at 1 p.m.
Hogwild 100% bone.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance plans. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Well, the uncertainty continues after rumors have been floating around about head coach for the Kansas Jayhawks, Bill Self, on whether he plans to retire. As according to the latest sit-down interview, he says that he still remains undecided on his futures with the Jayhawks, but has dispelled the plans that he has made the confirmation that he is set to retire. KAK News reports that the announcements came after social media had posted a rumor of his imminent retirement. Where during the sit-down, Self did say that there was no news and that all of that was bad info and, quote, BS. The noncommittal one way or the other for Self leaves the Jayhawks in the balance after wrapping up their season with their loss to St. John's in the NCAA tournament, adding to his decision that will be based on his health as opposed to the on-court factors, saying, quote, I love what I do. I need to be able to do it when I'm feeling good and healthy to do it well. He says that he will be heading home and discussing his future plans as the offseason continues. Self's overall record with the Jayhawks is sitting at 634 wins with 167 losses since taking over the team in 2003.
Oh, Chuck! Some spring is in the air.
You're tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive look at the athletics and athletes within the Twin Valley League. Joined by Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Spotlight, I'm Max Blasky with KNDY. The TVL Rundown is a service of the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf and Bruna Implement.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With a century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff at Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it, always dedicated to their customers. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations, and they know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer. With locations in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska. Stop by or give them a call today.
Welcome into this week's edition of the TVL Rundown. Spring sports are in full swing here in the Twin Valley League, but want to highlight some All-State basketball announcements that were made over this past week. We're going to start on the boys' side, starting in Class 1A Division 2. The Hanover Wildcats state champions Tanner Bruna and Braylon Mine were named first team, while Axel Eagles runner-up Logan Sandman and Colin Shaughnessy were named second team. Head coach Corey Jensen of the Hanover Wildcats also named coach of the year for Class 1A Division 2. And Jeff, I think we kind of touched on this a couple weeks ago. All four of those boys very well deserving for the way they represented the Twin Valley League this year in the state of Kansas.
Oh, definitely. When you think of the boys' side, especially in 1A, especially in the TVL, these are the first names that are going to come to your mind, and all well deserving of this list. I always consider this list one of the more important ones in the state, because it's the coaches that have seen these kids and really know them probably the best. Some of them probably give them quite a few nightmares.
And like Jeff prefaced there, yes, Kansas Basketball Coaches Association All-State teams is what we're looking at. Second team selection in Class 1A Division 2, Cooper Bruna of Hanover, and honorable mentions were Kadrick Cohorst of Hanover, Wyatt Detweiler, Landon Schmitz of Axtell, and Hayes Hall of Blue Valley. And I think what's fun about this is we too look at Class 1A Division 1, Wes Anderson of Frankfort, Quentin Aldifer of Centralia, Luke Nobert of Clifton Clyde, with Anderson being second team, Aldifer and Nobert being honorable mentions. And, you know, very interesting, a lot of these players are repeat selections off of last year's All-State teams too as well. So sustained success and the ability to see some underclassmen kind of carry on that torch in the next year.
One name that I was really happy to see was Luke Nobert. I don't think sometimes we talked about him nearly as much. The effort that he put in and the, you know, maybe sometimes under the radar. I was really happy to see Luke's name on this list.
I was too as well. After losing an All-State selection and Jack Scotchney last year, you know, I was first to say, how was Clifton Clyde going to do? And they had a heck of a season. As we look at the girls selection for the KBCA All-State team, starting in Class 1A Division 2 in the first team selection, Drew Brune of Hanover and Bailey Peters of Lynn. And then the big selection, head coach Trevor Kuhlman selected as the second straight year he was named the 1A Division 2 girls coach of the year in the state of Kansas. And I know we talked about Lynn and Hanover and everyone all season, but again, credit where credit is due for those three, and a congratulations to Coach Kuhlman.
He was very deserving of it this year. He took that Lynn team to the next level, really for the last few years has taken that team to the next level. So yes, well-deserved honor once again for Coach Kuhlman.
And as we look at second, third, and honorable mentions, Gretchen Bott of Lynn, Brynlyn Brockman of Blue Valley, Caitlin Detweiler of Axtell, second team. Third team was Nora Hyman of Hanover, and honorable mention, Izzy Ruggie of Lynn and Maggie Strotham of Axtell. And looking at Class 1A Division 1, Sevi Wirtz of Clifton Clyde, Josie Haver Campus Centralia were first team selection. Second team was Tava Gibbs of Centralia, Hayden Kramer of Centralia was third team. And then in Class 2A, Ava Smith of Valley Heights was a second team selection. And out of those three classes, just three seniors were selected between the Class 1A Division 2, 1A Division 1, and 2A All-State teams. So teams are really in a good spot for the TVL girls. And as always, Jeff, people want to check those out. I know you've got those posted. Where can everyone go look at them?
Head on over to both sites of social media, Facebook and Twitter. I have the full list of all of these classes and the impact really on some of them. We have a little blurbs about all of those on social media. Again, Facebook and Twitter, search TVL Sports Spotlight.
And like we mentioned in the opening, baseball, softball, and track are in full swing. We're going to take a little bit more in-depth look at those sports coming up on next week's edition of The Spotlight. But Jeff has got standings compiled so far for the start of the year. So Jeff, why don't you highlight how the teams are starting off the season in the Twin Valley League?
Well, several teams are having tremendous starts to the season. Donovan West and Frankfort, both with one loss. The Valley Heights Mustangs haven't been able to play many games so far. They are 2-0, and Onega and Blue Valley have kind of fallen victim to their early season. Only one win each for both of those teams. But, again, a lot to change over the next few weeks, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to get fast and furious, I'll use that word, as we get into the middle of April. Again, big thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of the TVL Rundown. We'll be back next week as the spring sports season swings on through here in the Twin Valley League.
You've been tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive look at the athletics and athletes within the Twin Valley League. Joined by Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Spotlight, I'm Max Blasky with KNDY. The TVL Rundown is a service of the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf and Bruna Implement.
Sheer Quality Furniture will be cheering for the swift and talented Beatrice Springs sports teams as they compete at the games and events this week. Good luck, Orangemen and Lady O's. From your fans at Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice, when you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available. Heartland Bank can't wait to see the Diller Odell Griffins spring sports teams take on the competition at this week's games and events. With their talent and dedication, they are already winners. Good luck, Griffins. From Heartland Bank in Odell, member FDIC, equal housing lender, small town banking at its best. Hamas Trucking Incorporated knows what winners look like, and the Nemaha Central Thunder spring sports teams are surely it. Good luck, Thunder. Bring on the winning streak. From your fans at Hamas Trucking Incorporated in Seneca.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Overcast today with a chance of thunderstorms. Highs around 68, lows around 32. Tonight, partly cloudy. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow, high of 55. High of 66, Sunday, under sunny skies. 57, Monday, slight chance for rain. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, 45.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building a special stock cow and breeding bull sale Wednesday, April the 8th, starting at 11 a.m. on the first calf heifer pairs, including 130 big fancy black-white face, 30 Charlotte Cross, and 10 red Angus first calf heifer pairs, plus 150 black, red Angus, and Hereford cows. They'll be 3 to 8 years old. The heifers and the cows will all have 30 to 90-day-old calves. There'll be 195 fancy black-white face, red Angus, fall-bred first calf heifers. Many are AI bred. Their all heifers are due from mid-August through September. Fall-bred cows include 350, mostly black, white face, and red Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 5 years old, bred for August through October calving. Replacement heifers offered will be 190 Sim Angus, 50 black Baldies, 60 red Angus, and red Angus Charlotte Cross replacement heifers. There'll be 30 bulls offered. They'll be Angus, red Angus, Sim Angus, and balancers. For more information on this special cow sale to be held Wednesday, April the 8th at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
KNDY.